Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better pizza, Papa John's. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you. Thank you to Stink McGrable for that catchphrase submission. I don't think that's going to keep just because it mentions two different businesses other than Comedy Bang Bang. But thanks for the suggestion. Stink McGrable, thank you so much. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition 2024. That's right, January. We're so deep in, I believe it's the Ides of January currently. And we have a great show. Coming up a little later, we have a singer-songwriter. We also have a writer. So a very arts-focused podcast today. But coming up first, that's right, stars are back. We settled it with SAG. We won. We're reaping the riches right now, and the stars are able to come back on this podcast, and there are none brighter than this one. I don't believe he's ever been on the show before. He's joining the incredible one-timers club here on Comedy Bang Bang. He was on the television show, wonderful episode of the television show.
That's right.
And where he was upside down the entire episode.
That's right.
You know him from such shows as The New Girl and everything else that he's done. And he has a wonderful a new movie out on Hulu now called Self-Reliance, which he wrote, directed, stars in, produces rather. Please welcome to the show, Jake Johnson. Hello.
Hello. I was going to say, I felt like I had done it, and then you reminded me it was the TV one. Upside Down.
Let me check, yes. Because I don't know. Anything past maybe 4 years ago, I have no idea.
But I think you're right. It was the TV. I had forgotten that.
By the way, you need to get real close on these mics.
How's that?
Oh, perfect. Yes. I love it. I'm not seeing anything other than the television show. Yes.
And that bit was, it was Adam Scott too, I think.
Was he in it? I don't remember.
I remember my hair was up.
Yes. The premise of that episode was Slow Joey, played by Haley Joel Osment, who played our dumb intern.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment.
we were getting a new set and he sent the blueprints off for it to be built, but he had turned them upside down.
Right.
And so the set was upside down, so we had to film upside down and turn the cameras upside down.
Right.
So we did a whole episode where our hair was sprayed up over our heads. Anyway, you were such a great sport to do that.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. fun.
I hope I made up that Adam Scott had his hair upside down too.
I don't
now that I hear this,
it.
I don't think he would have been there.
I don't. He was in so many episodes, so maybe he did a cameo in that one. I don't really know. But it's great to have you on the podcast proper.
Thank you for having me. And did actors stop doing this during the strike?
Oh yeah. We had so many podcast hosts, so many authors. Oh my God.
Actors were saying no to a podcast.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yes.
They're like, I can't. I don't want to
go against the strike by not doing something that we're striking against.
Right, exactly.
You can still go to restaurants, grocery stores, do podcasts.
I think I remember that one email from Fran Drescher. She was like, don't go to restaurants, don't leave your house. We want to make sure we don't.
I remember the Halloween one for sure.
Yes, everyone remembers the Halloween one.
Halloween one was a great turning point.
Was it settled by Halloween just so everyone could dress up? I believe it was.
Yes,
wasn't
well,
it?
I think that came out and then there was a backlash and then everybody stopped talking about it.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful to have the stars back. I love the fact that we're able to promote movies now instead of these stupid fucking books.
And here.
Because movies are where it's at, right? Have you ever written a book?
No.
No, why would you?
No, why would I?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, pass on doing that. But it is nice. It has been a tricky one because this was supposed to release in September.
Really?
And then with the strike, they kept pushing it. And so they would at first
say, Salt and Pepper style.
Yeah, they would go, it's going to be maybe October, maybe November. And then they said, if it doesn't end, we have to release it without any press.
Oh, no.
And I thought, like, so truly nobody will watch. You know, you never know who watches streaming as is. But without press?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, we really might have made this movie for no one.
Were you excited then to get to one of the first calls to do press was for Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast?
Yes. I would say all press has changed so dramatically that this is all press now.
Yes. And if you're a star
What's
out
the
there,
difference?
Make Comedy Bang Bang your first stop.
Why not?
Would love to have you.
Yes, thank you.
You know, plenty of fucking people listen to this show.
Hell
you know?
Yes.
More than watch some dumb movie on Hulu, right?
Hey now.
Oh, okay, hey sorry. Now. Okay, hold up.
Killing the wrong bird, my man.
Oh, whoa, hold on. Let's talk about the movie, Self-Reliance. I've seen it, of course. That's right. I don't like to brag, but I watched it as you, the filmmaker, intended on a Hulu link with my email address prominently displayed the entire movie. But it's a fascinating film. You wrote and directed and star in it and produced the movie. Tell me everything about it, even though I personally know, but tell our listeners.
So the movie's about a guy who gets a unique opportunity to go on a dark web game where he's got 30 days to survive while people are trying to hunt him. And if he does it, he gets $1 million. And the opportunity comes and he hears the pitch and he thinks there's a loophole in the game. And that is the hunters cannot kill him if he's with people.
That's right, because out of safety for the rest of the world, they don't want to ever kill anyone. Because you bring up at a certain point, like, I don't want my mother to be shot.
Or anybody. Like, if you're with somebody, I don't want to be playing some stupid game and put other people at risk.
Right.
So they say, as long as you're with people, you cannot be killed. So Tommy, my character, believes, oh, I can lean in. He's going through a lonely period, and he thinks, I could lean into my relationship with my mother and my sisters and be home. And then we can divide up the money. But this is a very easy win. Now, it might be an awkward 30 days, but it's $1 million. And the problem comes when he tells his family they don't believe he's actually playing.
Yes.
So
it sounds like such a crazy situation. Not to spoil anything, but our good friend Andy Samberg is in the movie.
Yes.
Playing himself.
Yes.
And he ties into it. It just sounds like such a...
They believe he's making this up for attention.
Right.
And
he has such a bad life leading up to this.
Yes.
That it's not too far of a stretch for them to assume that you've gone off the deep end.
And this is just a sad way of saying, I want you guys to have sleepovers with me for 30 days, as opposed to saying, I'm fighting a lonely period and I want to be with you.
Right.
They think that he's saying, I'm in a bit of a rut, and now because of this dark web game with a guy I'm a big fan of, Andy Samberg, you need to be with me.
Right.
So they don't believe him, and then that starts the movie, and the movie is basically about, can he survive it, and is the game real?
That's right. And it kind of reminded me of that wonderful David Fincher movie, The Game.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people say about my stuff, it's me and Finch.
That's right. You and the Finch man.
So Finch and I, you know, he's a great guy. We went back and forth on this a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Notes sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he loves the movie.
Does he really?
He loves everything I've ever done. He likes this podcast.
Oh, no, he's got to come on.
Yeah.
Finchie.
He's busy.
Oh, he's busy. I understand
they're
that.
They're on strike.
Doing way too many takes.
Yeah.
Look, if he didn't do 150 takes of every scene, he could do this show easy.
He's currently doing a take, but as soon as he's done on the next round of takes, he's in.
I love it.
He's
I love in. To hear that.
Yeah.
But it also had, you know, the Most Dangerous Game, of
yeah,
course.
Totally.
And what were some of the other influences?
Well, the influences for me were Japanese reality shows, mm-hmm. where there was a network that I'm not going to try to pronounce, but they were really pushing it in the early 2000s of what they could get away with on reality TV. One of them, the one that really struck me that I thought was incredible, was they took a comedian who won out of 100 people and was selected, but he did not know what he was doing. He gets into an apartment where there's cameras everywhere. They take off all his clothes and then they leave him alone. And the only way he can eat or get clothes or do anything is he has to win contests that he gets from newspapers and radio shows. And it's a real thing.
Wow.
And so, but they push it over there. So he needs to get food. He needs to get rice.
Right.
Then he wins rice, but he doesn't know how to cook it. So then he's got to win, you know,
the instructions.
Yeah. And also
the,
like
or the cookware.
The cookware.
Yeah.
And he goes crazy. There's a great documentary, but in a real way, because he, you know, at first it's really funny. I'm on TV. I'm a comedian. This is good for my career. And then it goes to like, I'm fucking starving. And this isn't a joke. And the crazier he gets, the funnier it is for the audience.
Right.
And honestly, the funnier it was for me.
And, so you watched the entire thing.
Yeah.
You didn't just hear about the premise.
No. So I had seen this years ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
I remember it was like, you know, back in the day when like Mr. Show was bootlegged around. And you remember like there was like different clips of stuff that you could see. This was one of that a friend had got pieces of.
Oh, wow.
And the darker it got, the more I liked it. And then I didn't think about the fact this is a human being suffering. I just thought like, yeah, dude, he can't cook and he's dying. And so that idea, and then I love reality shows and I love the reality shows, how it keeps pushing. I love shows like Alone. The MTV The Challenge is a show I used to really love because they would give these guys so much alcohol and cocaine and their behavior would get insane.
Right.
And when somebody would have like a steroid cocaine attack and attack people, it made great television.
So one thing I was reading was that you wrote this when COVID lockdowns were happening.
Yeah, so,
did that tie into
yes,
it at all?
The loneliness,
part of it?
So it started before. I wrote this during The New Girl or New Girl.
What was your show called?
Well, honest to God, everybody says the, and now I don't know 100%, but I think it's just New Girl.
I don't know. Should we look it up or should we just let it lie? All right, let's look it up. What do you say? I feel like it's the New
it's
Girl.
Well, it is the New Girl. I just don't know if they put the
it's in New
the
Girl.
It's New Girl. Okay, yes.
It's New Girl.
So it is the New Girl, but I think for the posters, taking away the looked better.
I see. Yeah.
So, but
it's all about those posters.
Those posters launched our show.
It did. Remember when shows got posters?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Remember when shows launched?
Oh, right.
Remember when people watched us?
Yeah.
As a group?
Remember back in the day when you would go driving around, suddenly one day there'd be, you'd look around, there'd be, everywhere you look, there'd be a poster for a particular movie.
Yeah,
and it would be about a month out.
Yes.
And they would be like, oh, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby Talladega.
We all knew it.
And everyone would be like, okay, countdown is on.
Look, honestly, I really miss the time that, you know, a show like New Girl, a lot of like the cool comedy people didn't like it. Some people liked it. A lot of the audience liked it. Who cares? I miss the time when we all had one thing to have opinions on.
Yes.
Now people will be like, the comedy world be like, dude, this is amazing. And I'll go, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. I watch stuff and I've never heard of it. I'm like, we need one universal thing to like or not like as a group.
I feel like it happens, but then it'll be over so quickly. I feel like I missed the week that everyone watched Tiger King. And I just.
That's it. And then it's out.
And then everyone just has already made every joke about it.
And then to go back feels like.
Yeah.
You watched something from 20 years ago.
Yeah. So I was just like, pass.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you got to watch everything the week it comes out. And of course, we want to watch Self Reliance this week.
No, it's a good turn. That's a goddamn pro. That's why the stars are back.
The stars are back.
This is why you come here first. But I wrote it and I thought at the time, because Netflix and all those places were new.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an era when they were new and we didn't know what they were going to be. So this was when the networks were still king and the streamer. And I thought I could do a network show. And in the summer, I could do a limited series the way that you would do an indie movie.
Right.
I thought like, well,
so this started as a series.
So this was a 3-season show. And I made the mistake. I had like a 100-page Bible and my pitch was a good hour and a half. And Jakey J gets manic when I get cooking. And that pitch was like, season two, episode four. Hold on. Okay. I didn't mention this character yet. So Ricky, you remember Ricky? And I just was gunning and sweaty on the back afterwards. And when I was finished, it was my novel. And they passed. They were working on the show Maniac at the time. And they said like, it's too similar and that one's too far along and we're too excited about it.
Maniac is the Jonah Hill, Emma Stone one. Right. And again, I missed that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
But they thought that was going to be a big moment. And so then
wrong they were.
Yeah.
Neither of us watched it.
Yeah, exactly. And so I let it die. I didn't want to pitch it anymore. And then when the pandemic happened.
So you're a quitter.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Who the fuck isn't? A bunch of fake people who pretend they're not.
Good point.
And so during the pandemic, I had had a pilot at Apple and I got a call saying, there's a good chance the business will never be what it used to be. Mm. Pre-vaccines, they said it might be no crew. It might be, you know, you're doing singles on your own, sending it in. Mm. And they said, but don't worry, the business is coming back. There'll still be work. And I thought like, fucking pass. Mm. I don't want to do that. So I decided I like to work every day no matter what. For sanity reasons.
Weekends, really.
I like to put something in every day.
Really? Even on Sunday, the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Really? That's an affront to the Lord.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with this? Yeah. All right.
I mean, as a half Jew, half Catholic, I don't know which Lord would be mad at
That's
me.
That's true, yeah.
I think I'm fine.
Old Testament, New Testament,
who
we don't know.
Who knows? Never been to a temple or a church.
You think there will be a half heaven for people like you?
Yeah, it's called Earth. Right. I'm in it, man.
So you decide, at what point do you say like, okay, this has got to be a film?
Well, I thought I'm not going to be able to sell a TV show like this again, but I could probably get a little bit of money. And if not, I've self-financed some small ones with my buddy Joe. And then during the pandemic, my friend Trent and I made one. And I was like, we can make a movie for $250,000 that can recoup and make some money. So I thought, no matter what, I'll make this movie. Mm. And then Ali Bell got a draft of it and said, don't do this in your backyard. Let's make this for real. They came on board. She was the real animal behind it.
Great. And yeah, love Allie.
Allie's a killer.
And
Akiva and Andy agreed to come on and play that part.
Right. And now it's a real movie with like sets and lights. And at one point I was like, I hear what they're saying. There must be microphones.
Yeah, we had a real budget. We had a movie. We shot it in 17 days.
17? Really? Okay.
Yeah. Anna Kendrick came on. Christopher Lloyd came on.
We also have Mary Holland, who listeners of this show will know, definitely.
I think she is, and I've told it to her face a lot, but I think she's a Phil Hartman type.
You say that to her face.
Yeah.
I say it behind her back.
We're saying it behind her back right now, my man.
That's true. I'm never going to tell her to her face, though.
She probably won't listen either.
She's listening.
To every podcast. Everybody's doing.
Of course.
It all
She's a fan. Well, it's a really fascinating movie. It kept me guessing all the way up till the end. And, you know, and it's got laughs. It's got action. And, I mean, what more do you want from a movie?
You know, I really enjoyed it. I think it's a really fun 90 minutes. And I hope people check it out on Hulu for free.
Yeah, for free. Well, I mean, you got to pay for Hulu, I would imagine. Unless you're like passing by one of those old TV stores that has it playing. Yeah. I miss those.
Yeah. You're aging us.
I miss it when you could just walk by a TV store and then suddenly there's like a news item that pertains to your life.
Especially when it was like over Christmas and there's snow outside because you're in the Midwest.
I love these days. Well, it's out right now. I was instructed when stars are back, that means their publicists are also back. So I was instructed by your publicist to also bring up a couple other things. You have a podcast called We're Here to Help.
Yes.
Now, what exactly is this?
So it's a podcast I do with my buddy Gareth Reynolds from The Dollop. Mm. And it's a call-in show where people kind of call in and we, the three of us, Gareth, myself, and then we've had our friends, different guests coming on to help, try to get involved in their life and figure out what the question is and try to help. And we've done a bunch of them at this point, and we've kind of had a lot of fun. And the zone that we've kind of found works best for us is the smaller the problem, the more insignificant but important to them, the more wheelhouse for our show. So I asked people to check it out.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I had assumed when the SAG strike was over that stars would give up on all their podcasts, but no, you're still doing yours.
I started mine. Yeah, remember when I said I always like to work on something?
That's true. Yeah.
I'm not writing a spec script during a strike.
Okay. You're also, I would hate to neglect to mention, you also play the part of Peter B. Parker.
Yes.
In the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movies. I don't know if you had obviously you didn't because you're in it, but the experience that I had that a lot of the audience had, and I've brought this up to Brian Michael Bendis, of course, creator of Miles Morales, that I believe he should be tried at The Hague for what happened in that movie where it just stopped in the middle and then was like, oh, by the way, just come to our other one. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I didn't have the same reaction as you.
Really?
No, I thought... I think
do you get paid for two movies, or are they trying to give you this one of these, like, we're just going to turn it into two, but you already recorded everything?
You got paid for two.
You got paid for two! All right.
Yeah, they're two movies.
They are two movies, although it really should be 1 4-hour or 5-hour movie, shouldn't it?
Well, then we're entering a really insane world.
Well, I mean, I went to see Killers of the Fucking Flower Moon. They could have split that. Scorsese, you don't like the Marvel Universe? Split that one up.
Yeah.
So I don't want to spend 5 fucking hours in the middle of the day.
You were genuinely annoyed when that one ended that it didn't fit and wrap it up?
Yeah.
You were.
I was ready to start shit. I was ready for a January 6th movie edition.
That's so funny. So my experience is different because I record in the booth, but I don't get full scripts.
Really? What do they give you? Do they even give you the other side of the conversation, or do you have
to
guess?
Well, you record with a lot of other actors. Mm. So we'll do the entire scenes, but I don't know what the whole movie is.
Mm.
And so I did experience that essentially the way you did. In the first one, I didn't see anything until the movie was done.
Really?
So the animation, I had no idea how
it Were you surprised by how well it came together?
Yes.
Was it like,
I thought
this was going to be a shit show.
Well, I'd also done a bit in Smurfs. You know,
so just for contrast.
Well, when I saw that one, I thought, like, looks like Smurfs.
Right.
So
it talks like Smurfs. I think they're Smurfs.
I gotta say, right. I think it's the movie, guys.
So this could have been
this
very
could
similar
have been
to, yeah.
a Spider-Man movie where you introduce right. Miles Morales and the animation. What they did, I was like, oh, I hadn't wrapped my head around what you're doing. And for the second one, what they do in it,
the animation in the second one,
fucking shocking,
is crazy how sophisticated it is.
And so I'm like, yeah, I mean, the story set, I couldn't sit there for 5 hours. I was
really?
Like, I was like,
even, you're in it, yeah. and you couldn't sit there for 5 hours.
I'll see the next one. I'm excited to. But
so then every movie should, unless it's 90 minutes, like, of course, Self-Reliance on Hulu currently.
Correct.
Anything over 90, split it into two movies.
No.
No,
but if your visuals are as stunning as Spider-Verse and you're over 2 hours, I'm okay to wait a little bit for the next
you're
one.
Okay. All
now, right. If I stop Self-Reliance after 45 minutes and do Self-Reliance 2 and pay myself twice, I'm a king. That's a deal, Fran Drescher, I want to win for us.
Fran, are you listening? Of course you're
Take
listening.
Take every sitcom, divide it in two, 13-minute episodes.
That's right. Although I was reading that, I believe there's an article out there that takes The Irishman and tells you when you should, what it feels like to watch The Irishman as a limited series.
Amazing.
Like, stop it here.
Is that
stop
true?
It. Yes.
Fun.
Because who has fucking
no.
4 hours to
no.
watch The
no,
Irishman
not
one
me.
Day?
Pass.
You know?
What a funny way of doing it, though. And then you stop, take the night.
Yeah.
Think
and
about
I've,
it.
I've thought about
Great.
This.
Great.
There's nothing worse than, because I have the movie show that I do, and just you assume a movie is going to be under two.
Agreed.
And
I like 90.
90's good.
I
and
like
then
90.
You start it and then you see that runtime of like 2 hours, 45 yes. minutes, sometimes over three. Oh my Lord.
I can't do three. I'm a big Scorsese guy. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know when I am unless there's an article that tells me when I could stop. And
yes.
I'm not being an asshole. I don't want to be disrespectful.
No,
but if you
not.
Say like, hey, here's a natural stop.
Natural
and
progression.
In 4 days. When all of a sudden the whole family's asleep and I go, I'm not tired.
Right.
I got an hour and a half.
Exactly. I think, well, I
it's a good
I,
win.
I think you can do that for Killers of the Flower Moon. It spans so many years that it's
just
like,
once like an era ends.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Slowly fade your TV.
Movies used to have like, you know, Ben-Hur would have an intermission in the middle, you know, it's like, that's a, anyway.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, if you want to see the end of the story, you got to pay for two movies.
No, you have to pay for one. You've already seen the first half.
Well, you
don't
you
have
haven't
to pay,
seen the first
but,
half.
Okay, but.
I was told you want to promote this first one.
Yes.
Why? If it's been out for, I guess it's in the, they tell me it's in the window, the home video
Oh, that's
window.
For real. I'm
yes.
supposed to promote this
yes.
first
Well,
one.
I mean, I'm supposed to bring it up. Well,
oh.
they promised me Spider-Man merch if I talk about it. And I said, well, I probably have all the merch, but I'll sell it on eBay.
I don't know what I would promote for that besides
it's out in home video now.
But it's been on home video.
I know, but I was told to talk about
it.
Take this up with your people.
So the movie's called...
I'm sorry.
Sorry, who's
Scott,
it?
If I can
sorry, turn. Who's this?
I'm Maribel, and I am Jake's publicist, and I do...
Sorry, Maribel. I didn't see you in the corner there. How long have you been there?
I've been here for quite a while.
She's always here. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I
thanks for coming.
Of course. I'm always looking out for you.
I know. Thank you.
The reason we're promoting it is to put it back in people's minds for when the second half comes out.
I see. Okay. So you want to remind everyone that it exists.
It exists.
Did Sony tell you that, Maribel, or are you just going off the jack here?
Sony actually told me this was dumb. And I said...
Oh, this is your call.
Because you're my client.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes.
And
so what was the conversation with Sony?
I called up Sony and I said...
You called Sony?
Yes.
Yeah, she represents me. I'm in a movie
all the time.
Okay.
I call the studios all the time.
Also, by the way, thank you for calling Sony.
Of course.
Representing me.
I have a weekly call with them.
You do?
Yes.
Who at Sony?
Everybody.
But specifically...
Okay. It's Tony. It's Rob.
Tony
it's
Sony?
Tony Sony. The whole Sony family.
I heard my name.
Oh,
Tony,
hey, Tony,
what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd come by. I want to make sure you were doing a good job.
What an honor. Thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you know what? I'm glad you're here, Tony.
Yeah.
Because let's settle this right now. And you guys be the judge. Well, you can't. Okay. Scott, you have to be
I'll
the
be
judge.
I'll be judge, jury,
okay,
and
because you're impartial. Well, don't be...
I'm not
executioner. You said executioner.
I like that, yeah.
My word. All right, so... is it, as Tony says, dumb to promote a movie that's been out for years?
I don't know that it's been out for years.
How long has it been out?
It's been out for, what, almost a year.
No, Tony. Your movie, I would say, I think it was the summer.
9 months or
feels
so.
Like,
thank you.
Maybe
feels
May.
Longer.
Feels longer.
In show business terms, that's years.
Yeah, that's true.
That's,
yeah.
By the way, it is.
In actress terms?
By the way.
That's, yeah. You don't work anymore.
Exactly. Yes. Invisible.
You're dead. You're done.
You're dead. Yeah. You're done.
In 6 months,
we agree on that.
Yeah.
In 6 months, you're dead.
You're dead. You're cooked. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Tony seems to be different now. You seem to be a publicist too, Tony.
Maribel, can I say you have the deepest voice, and Tony, you have the highest voice.
And also, Tony feels like a manager in New York in the early '80s. You're done, honey. You got nothing, kiddo.
Hey, get the hell out of here.
You can't dance. You can't sing. You got nothing, big nose.
Tony, how did you start in this business?
Yeah. Well, you know, I worked my way up at the pizza place.
Sony started as a pizza place?
Sony was originally a pizzeria.
I started making the dough, making the pies. Get the hell out of here.
It was so New York. It was the so New York pizza place.
So New York, Sony. Yes.
So New York.
Oh, yes.
I understand. So what's the deal with New York pizza? Is it the water?
It is the water.
It is the water.
It is the water.
We piss in the water.
Yeah. You piss in the water in New York?
Yeah. That's how we do it in these
towns. What era was this when you were making these pizzas pre-Sony
started?
Beautiful 82.
I thought Sony was like one of our oldest studios.
I thought so,
It actually started as a pizza place in the 80s?
Oh, wait. You're talking about the movie studio.
Wait, are you not part?
Oh, you're talking about
I don't call the movie studio on a weekly basis.
Wait,
that's
you just
insane.
Call this pizza place So New York every week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
To talk to my friend Tony Sony.
Represent me, and I appreciate
you're
you.
You're welcome, of course.
Is Maribel just mispronouncing your name? Is your name Tony So New York?
Yeah.
But we're friends.
Forget about it.
There's your proof. Yeah. Tony's New York.
True New York. All right, I will forget about it.
Don't forget to mention New Girl.
Okay. So New Girl is on Hulu right now.
Is it on Hulu right now?
Hey, I'm sorry. It's The New Girl. Okay?
Thank you, Tony.
Tony! We have, oh my God.
What?
You're going to rip that old wound open again?
Hey, don't get me going, okay? I don't want to hit a woman.
Hey.
Wait, so Tony hits you, Maribel?
Tony has fainted at me, F-E-I,
okay.
Several times, and I've done it to him.
Hey, it's just fun. I just play.
Okay.
He's a playful guy.
Yeah.
He's a playfully threatening guy.
Yeah, you seem very fun. Will you hang up?
Hey!
Oh, wait, no, you're here.
Isn't that fun? In the building. You want me to go away? All right, yeah, I'm going to go make some pies out on the asphalt.
So, Tony, you have nothing to do with show business?
No,
It's just pizza.
Yeah, it's just pizza.
So why did you come pizza.
Tony has,
hey,
Tony has written a script.
Oh, you love it.
Tony
my good ma, she comes, she eats the pizza. Okay, okay. He wants me to go. I'll get out of here.
I want you to go. I'm going to settle this argument. It is dumb. I think it is dumb to talk about this Spider-Verse.
Wow. Okay. Are you sure you want to continue doing this show?
Yeah, I'm having a nice time. Do you think I should, or no, what do you like? No, no, I defer to you.
Jake, this is what you want to do.
No, 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 no. You're the master.
If it were me?
You're the puppeteer, I'm the puppet.
Now, that's, I wish that were true, but it's not.
Tell me your top three clients that you told me when you sold to me about I should be giving you the $45,000 a month. Who do you got, and who have you made big stars?
That's almost an Apple TV Plus subscription.
Who do we got? Who are the kings? Who are the
Brad kings? Garrett.
Yeah. Brad Garrett.
Oh, man. I know someone, by the way, who loves Brad Garrett.
Who?
America.
America, but... A certain man named Fred Guinness. We talked to him last year about it.
I don't care.
Okay.
Number two, Cindy Lauper.
Cindy Lauper is number two.
Yes. Lauper.
What is going on with Cindy these days?
Everything you've seen.
She's singing. She's
very
doing commercials.
Popular.
Oh, okay. Sure. I haven't seen either of these.
You haven't seen either?
You've
singing
seen,
or commercials?
I haven't seen singing or commercials.
Oh, you've got to check
you've
out
seen Brad's
commercials.
Commercials, though, yeah?
What
Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's
got the mustache.
He does Jimmy John's.
Yeah, that's he right. does Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just got cast in something, I believe. I texted that to my friend.
Yes.
Brad was very mad about the strike. And were you okay with some of his comments?
That was a nightmare.
He got
for
hot.
Me.
He
that
got
was
hot.
A nightmare.
This,
for
this deal
me.
Upcoming yes. to be put into the show.
Yeah.
He didn't. He
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of unwanted attention because my third big client, of course, is Kevin Spacey. And I am trying to bring him back. He gets a bad rap.
He gets a bad rap.
Oh, maybe we should use the word rap.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Because of his rap career?
Yeah, let's say that. So. What were we talking about?
I
have to get out of
to
here.
To be honest, Mirabelle, I don't know.
Goodbye.
I think you need Kevin Spacey.
Come on, Tony.
I'm going to go to my guma. I got to take care of my guma.
All right. Yeah, take care of your guma. I'm sorry about that, Jay. Well, although they're your people.
I mean, I should say I'm sorry about bringing my trash into your house.
Hey, every man's trash is someone's
trash. I will say she really is the best publicist.
She
in
is.
She yeah, really she, is.
She this, really set me back on my heels.
Yeah, so, what yeah. she has done for Cindy, for Brad. I mean, she's
Kevin. Really,
and, well, Kevin.
You hear about him, right?
Well, Kevin's back.
Yeah, any PR is good PR. I heard that she was the person who said, hey, you should do those videos every year around Christmas where you're doing the accent. Okay, well, look, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, I don't think we need to say anything more
yes,
about it, but it's out there.
Yes.
A sequel is coming, although we don't know when. Do you know when?
I don't know when, no.
You don't know when? You're not the first person they call?
No. Mirabelle?
New girl.
Okay, new girl on Hulu. We're here to help. Are the episodes out? This is what I'm confused about. Okay.
We've done a bunch of episodes. We've done about 30. We're over at HeadGum. We're having a lot of fun.
Okay, and then Self-Reliance. People can watch it now. It's a really fascinating film. Very funny and very touching. And, you know, if you're watching every single Anna Kendrick movie, this one's got to go on the list. So you got to check it off. Mary Holland, such a great cast. We need to take a break. When we come back, we have a singer-songwriter. Hmm. Or have you ever sung a song or written one?
No.
Neither of those things. Not even a karaoke.
No.
You've never written a song for karaoke?
I've never written for karaoke, no.
I would love... That's a job I want to have, writing for karaoke. We also have a writer coming up. This is a packed show, Jake.
Amazing.
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to come right back. We'll have more from Jake Johnson. We'll have more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to barkbox.com/bangbang. That's barkbox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at barkbox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jake Johnson is here. The titular Spider-Man. Are you the titular Spider-Man, or do you consider Miles Morales, or just any Spider, because you're one of the Spider-Men?
Yeah.
Do you consider Miles Morales to be the titular Spider-Man, or can you say, like, I play the title character in Spider-Man Across?
No, I don't think Peter B. Parker is the title character, but
But you are Spider-Man.
I'm one of the Spider-Mans,
technically,
yeah.
You could say that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you play Spider-Man. Is that strange? Okay, who's played Spider-Man on film? You have Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
You have Andrew Garfield,
yes.
Which, by the way, our friend Neil Campbell once said that if you would have told him as a kid that he would read the headline saying Garfield plays Spider-Man, he would have been so excited.
So you're a big Spider-Man guy. Who is your favorite live-action Spider-Man?
I enjoy the current movies probably the best.
Tom Holland.
Yes, I do. I think those are the best representation of the character. They have the feel of it, I think. Although I love that first one with Tobey Maguire.
And who's the worst? Oh, so Andrew Garfield's the worst.
those movies are perhaps not my cup of tea.
You're not in love with those.
What about that lizard?
Oh, hey, this isn't Maribel, by the way. This is our next guest.
No, this isn't Maribel.
No.
Scott, I hope you don't mind my jumping in.
No, I'm sorry.
I heard you talking about the Spider-Verse. I got very excited.
Yeah, we do need to get to our next guest, Jake, if that's okay. He's the singer-songwriter I was telling you about.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I didn't want to introduce you and call you your actual job, which is you don't have one.
That's true. I'm independently wealthy.
You're independently, so I don't know how to describe you other than a divorcee.
Well, you know what? If the shoe fits.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And it's fits so many times. Please welcome to the show, back to the show, Alimony Tony.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Jake. Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you too, Tony.
My name is Tony Giacchironi, better known as Alimony Tony.
Big fan, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Really?
Of my song parodies?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting because Fred Guinness was on the show recently
and
was saying that...
The records guy.
Yeah, the record. He's also a song parodist. I don't know if you know this. Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're talking about the Brad Garrett guy?
Yeah, he loves Brad Garrett, and he happens to be a song parodist, not a song Garrett. But he also he runs the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh.
And that's his main gig. But he was telling me he was throwing shade at you.
What?
He was saying that your videos only have one view, and that's your own view.
That is true.
And you won't even watch a second time to get a second view.
That is because I can't stand that.
Your voice?
The embarrassment of adding another view and it's me again.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But no one knows this.
I know it.
Okay.
It's a private little hell, but it's mine.
So, Jake, how would you even know about Alimony Tony's song parodies?
Word on the streets.
Oh, word on the streets.
So I listened to a bootleg of it.
Similar
to the Japanese shows. I just remember being in a van. I was younger, very stoned. And
burned
someone said,
CD.
This guy's the best. I think it was a cassette.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my street team is working.
Yeah.
This is great.
But so it wouldn't have registered on any clicks or anything. This was pre-internet, I feel.
Yes, that's how I started. Yeah. And I've decided to bring that back. And I've got a team of kids going out there, and they're distributing cassettes. And they are, of course, spray painting stencils on the sidewalk. Weird about Alimony Tony.
Okay, wow. So the word's getting out.
The word is getting out.
I think the word's spreading, don't you?
I mean, I know who you are. You've been on the show several times, but I don't know that I've seen evidence of that in the world. Yeah.
My first appearance, of course, was
very funny.
That's right.
Primarily what you're known for those of you who are new listeners to Comedy Bang Bang, you've been on the show many times. Primarily you're known for being a person who has gotten married and divorced multiple times.
Yes.
How many times are we up to now?
Well, since the last time we've seen each other, Scott, it's probably the early 60s.
You're in your... Wow.
Yeah.
Your early
60s. Yeah.
Try to get that up to 69. What do you say about that?
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, you know, the thing
you
is...
You always... Yes.
Of course, I always marry for love. I always think it's going to work out. I always give it my all. But it just doesn't work out sometimes.
It doesn't. But the one thing about you is... The one silver lining on this cloud... Is you love paying alimony?
I love paying alimony. Oh, it gives me such a rush. Now, again, I do not get married just so I can get divorced to pay alimony. I marry for love, but I do love paying alimony. Oh, I love writing those checks.
Wow. So now you're paying, I don't know that you're paying over 60 people alimony because, of course, some get remarried, some pass away.
I still send them the alimony, though.
To their gravesite. In lieu of flowers, please send
to the survivors. To the survivors.
Oh, yeah. Yes. To the survivors, really. You're not legally obligated to do this.
No, I'm not. But I just, I love paying alimony. But also, I've remained on friendly terms with every single ex-wife that I've had.
That's right. They love him.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Some refuse the alimony. They don't want it. They say, Tony, it just didn't work out. No hard feelings. Nobody's at fault here. But I still send them the check. And sometimes I send it back. Sometimes you send it back ripped up.
Wow.
Sometimes you send it back with like a funny little message on it, like, nice try. Things like that.
Any kids?
Yeah. Do you have kids? I don't
know. No kids.
No kids.
I am, as they say, barren.
Oh, you?
Yes.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I don't know if that's come up before.
I have. I don't think it has. I have what is called no motility.
No, oh, really? So everything's dead in there.
It's just dead.
So they're all in there.
They're all in there floating around.
So
belly up.
Can you expel them?
Well, I mean, yes.
Okay.
There is a way to do that.
Okay. So I
don't know how far you got in school.
I just wanted to make sure that these aren't like sperms that are multiple decades old.
I'm kind of with you, Scott. It seems like they might just be living in there. Right.
No, I've had sex.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
With all the women?
With all the women.
Except for one.
What happened?
There was one who was asexual. I married an asexual lady.
Oh, and did you know that going in?
I did know that going in. Hmm. And I said, make it work. Well, we did make it work.
Mm.
Because then she started wanting sex, but not for me.
How long did that one last?
That one lasted 5 weeks. I think we'd still be together today, but she got struck by lightning and completely changed her personality.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did we talk about this in a previous episode?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think you would remember, Scott, no?
I'm remembering some sort of struck by lightning person, but I don't remember.
You're remembering some sort of struck by lightning person.
It's been almost 15 years at this point.
How many years? Yeah, it's fun to do that.
Who's the? Do you mind if I ask who the love of your life is?
Are you currently married or are you current? I know you're.
I am currently divorced.
I'm so sorry.
It just was finalized yesterday, so I'm going to be probably... alone for a little while.
I'm so sorry. Who is this person?
Her name is Gretchen.
Gretchen.
And we met in an airport lounge.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. A private lounge or was it?
Extremely private lounge.
How private are we talking?
It's not visible to people in the airport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have to know where to look.
Oh, all right. And was it how many people were in this if it was that private?
There was three of us.
Just three of you?
Yes. And me, Gretchen, and Captain Sully Sullenberger, the hero of the Hudson.
I've had him on this show. He saved so many souls that one day.
So many souls. But, you know, most of the people, they don't talk about this because it kind of is a black eye on the story, but most of the people that he saved, they lost their feet to frostbite.
What?
Yes.
Is it being in the Hudson River?
Yes.
Standing on the plane?
It was an extraordinarily cold winter. They had to stand on that wing in the water, you know.
No.
And they lost their feet to frostbite.
Wow. I'd rather die.
Same.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, just crash the plane.
I cursed that pilot. Yeah. You took away my feet, Jack. You took away my feet.
That didn't come up in the movie, in the Tom Hanks movie.
No, or it was cut out.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah, there's
they made an allusion to it in the movie Fight with Denzel Washington.
Or it's going to be in part two.
That's right.
That you're going to be very mad about.
Well, I remember when Sully ended, I was like, what?
Same.
Just
now,
the last time I had that feeling was when I went to see The Hobbit and did not realize that was a trilogy. And when that movie ended, I was surprised and angry.
What is the deal? Sully and Oppenheimer, they're both like, hey, here's the interesting part of their life. Here's another hour about like a random thing that happened to them. Right. What's going on?
I feel the same way about Castaway.
Do you really?
Cut out the beginning of the end.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested in the dude on the, and his volleyball, his relationship right. with.
That's what people care about, the dude of the volleyball.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to see him going back to Helen Hunt and then getting closure and then like standing in the middle of the road.
They serve him the seafood buffet.
Yeah.
And his
spoilers
welcome
for
party.
The,
yeah.
the last scene of Castaway.
Would those people be that dumb, do you think? This guy's been stranded on an island for multiple years. We'll have a big crab feast for him. I don't think they'd be that stupid. They'd be like, it would be in real life, it would be all McDonald's. That's what it would be.
Yeah.
It would be like every fast food place you could think of. Like Donald Trump should have catered it.
It would have been very branded content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Donald Trump, by the way, should just get into catering.
He really
He's
should.
He's good at it.
He really should.
I don't know. I don't understand this guy. Anyway,
Gretchen.
Gretchen, I'm so sorry. So you got together at the airport lounge.
Yes, on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve. How romantic. So this is just recent.
It felt like a romantic comedy.
Was anything funny happening?
Oh, I guess not.
But it felt like a romance.
It felt like the romance part of the romantic comedy, yes. Which is not funny.
No, but the best part of a rom-com, I would say.
What is the most laugh-out-loud romantic comedy, would you say? Where you're busting a gut.
Busting a gut. I don't know, Jake, you've been in your share of rom-coms, haven't you?
You've been in a rom-com with Cher?
A bunch of them.
This is exciting.
We've been in a trilogy. We're filming the third one right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's been really fun.
She's a good kisser?
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Trilogy.
She's a great actor. She's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's got a wonderful voice. I don't know if you know that, but she's a singer.
She's a singer as well?
Yeah, she dances, and her fashion is through the roof.
Oh, I'd
really
love
beautiful
to
stuff.
Marry her.
It's going
to
be on Hulu, too.
God, I wish you could meet Cher because
I'd love to meet her.
Yeah,
guys, Cher's in my car.
Cher's in your car?
That sounds wrong.
It does.
She doesn't have
Are the
a car.
Windows down?
No, I've got a Tesla. I got the air
hot
the dog
to fry
thing.
An egg on the sidewalk. Hot enough to fry Cher's brain.
She is here though.
She can you?
Do you want me to text if she can come in?
Yeah, do you
want to
text? I don't care. I can ask her.
I'm nervous. Yes,
you don't tell Cher.
Of course, you don't tell Cher.
You don't tell Cher things. You ask her if she.
Yeah, I would say this: if you're going to come in for the marriage, go slow. She's been hurt.
Sure.
She believes in love.
Of course,
she believes in love, but you got to go slow.
That's right.
Yeah, if she could turn back time.
Yeah,
remember her on the boat with the big.
She famously said, "If I could turn back time, not I can turn back time."
I believe I said if, but yes.
Well, you didn't.
I do know.
You said she could turn back.
No,
time.
No, guys. The original version is I can turn back time.
Oh wow!
I know that. Well, I talked to Cher about it.
You would know.
Is her bragging about her?
No, that was
powers?
Her version, and it was an executive thing. We all hate executives. They said, if you say you're going to alienate the audience. It
don't
has to
say
be
that.
If.
Don't say that.
Who is that?
That's Maribel. This is Alimony Tony.
Hello. Hello, dear. How are you? Are you single? Why is she staring at me?
Why isn't she talking to you?
I don't know. She's just staring at me. Did I say something wrong?
Let me get her out of here. I'm so sorry.
Tony!
Hey, guys.
Wait.
Tony, you know Tony?
I know Tony Sony, of course.
Tony.
How you doing? We have the same kuma.
Oh, Tony.
Cher is a yes.
Cher's coming
in?
She's coming in.
She's excited. She's a big fan.
Tony, I think you better leave. Not you, Tony.
I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go with my kuma.
It's getting too crowded.
I'm going to meet Cher Sarkisian.
So I do need to just say this about Cher really quickly to you as the guy running the interview. No questions about her past. Nothing about the wardrobe. Okay. Everything has to be very positive.
So nothing about the past. What about the present? Can we talk about the present?
I wouldn't talk too much about the present.
Future?
Potentially a little bit about the future. She likes things, if possible, sing-songy.
Sing-songy. Okay. Well,
if you say, I don't want to.
Cher. Oh my word.
Hey, how are you, honey?
Good hello, to see you. Cher. Nice to have you here.
Oh, I love when people sing.
Does he have to continue or can he talk regular? Because he's showing such respect.
Oh, you can talk regular,
Cher. Thank you. Cher, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure.
Jake. So hot in the car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I turned the dog thing on.
No, it was too hot. The dog.
You're so sweaty.
I'm so sweaty and wet.
And you look beautiful.
Cher, may I say hello? My name is Tony Giacarone. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, hello.
It's just a thrill to meet you.
That's nice.
And are you, I hope this is too forward a question. Are you currently single, Cher?
I am, yes.
Well,
except for on TV,
Well, a movie. we're shooting a rom-com, and there's a lot of rumors about on-set. What's happening? Yeah, there's a lot of like, what's happening on set is going home with them. There's a lot of turmoil.
And
but
is it true? Or
we can't
comment on that, but it's true.
This is like
it's definitely happening.
This is like the Sydney Sweeney Glenn Powell movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's our competition because we're coming out this weekend too.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, but we're out. They've just dwarfed us a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And you're also going to mimic that trailer.
We're doing the same thing.
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think everyone should.
Well, we did. It just didn't catch on. We have it. It just has like 9 views.
Oh, I see.
But we do the bit.
Well, I think that's 8 more than you have.
Get ready for number 10. Scott.
Sorry.
It's not like you.
I'm just stating facts. No, we are friends. Yes, we like each other.
We like each other.
Yes, we don't have a combative relationship.
No, we don't. I mean, it's okay for you to josh me. I shouldn't be so thin-skinned.
But let's go back to Cher here. Cher.
No, I'm going to go sit in the car.
No, Cher.
Let me sit in the car.
Have you sit in the car some more?
Before you go, and I know we do this on set, and I know you love it.
I love it so much.
Will you give him a taste of your beautiful singing? Because what she does is on set, she's being shy. But I know this woman.
Oh, I'm so shy.
When she gets pimped into a song, she acts like she doesn't love it, but then her voice is beautiful.
Don't make me sing.
Come on, Cher.
Oh, I hate it. Don't make me sing.
Pretty please, Cher.
Oh.
What song are you going to sing?
Oh, one of my classics.
If I could turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
Oh, that's the Cher voice I know so well.
Tony, do you sing?
I mean, I sing after a fashion.
One of your song parodies to If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh, okay. So song parody of Cher's If I Could Turn Back Time. Let's see. So it's about turning back time. That's impossible to do. What is something funny about impossibility? I'm going to say...
the Impossible Burger?
Hold on a second, Scott. You're in my process.
This is incredible to see in person.
Sisyphus. Pushing the rock up the hill, but then it comes back down. It's not impossible, he does it, but then he has to do it again. Okay, what else is impossible? Now Impossible Burger's in my brain. I can't get it out of there.
I'm sorry that I put that in there.
I'm going to have to go with
it. But there's got to be something in there. Impossible Burger.
Okay. It's a possible burger. Turn back time. Okay. If I can turn back time, I find a way. Okay. You guys are kind of nervous doing it for sure. Maybe don't start with the same word. To make it
maybe
true,
something rhymes with
parody.
If. Like Scott, TIFF. Or...
Scott, you're really getting in my brain. TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival?
Exactly. Maybe it's a song about TIFF, you eating an impossible burger at TIFF. And it costs a dime.
Tiff, I could stand in line.
He's doing it.
Tiff, I could get some food. I would get a false burger to watch the movie through Cher, I'm so sorry.
Cher, baby, you're never doing great.
I've never done a song parody of someone's song while the person was here. This is impossible.
It's all good. I thought it was fantastic.
Thank you, Cher.
You liked that, Cher.
Oh, I loved it. I loved every second. I love when men sing to me.
Can I ask you a question? Do you find Alimony Tony attractive at all?
Cher. Oh, yeah. Cher. No. Cher.
Tony, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Cher. Just take a break. Jake,
it's all good. I'll go sit in the car.
No, Jake, you can talk to Tony with me here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to have me go in a corner with Cher.
Don't go in a corner with Cher.
Come to the corner with me.
No. Jake's coming with me.
No, okay. Come here. We'll sit in the corner.
Over here, Jake. I don't know what over here.
Okay, squeaky, I'm going to go with Squeaky. Cher, you got anything?
I got a mamba.
I'll go with Scott. All
right. Hey, Tony.
Cher's an exotic snake.
Tony, Jake, and I want to talk to you.
What's up? Locker room talk? Here we go.
Like, doesn't feel like locker room.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh. Wow.
No, I think you have a shot with Cher.
I do too, 100%.
But aren't you having an affair with her?
No, we're just doing it for PR. I think I think she likes you.
I think she genuinely likes you.
She likes me?
Yeah. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I think no court in this United States of America, Cher is so wealthy.
Agreed.
Right.
I don't think any court in the United States is going to award her alimony should you ever break up.
Especially
doesn't. You don't understand.
You don't have a pot to piss in.
Alimony is not about the legal system. Alimony is about me taking care of someone.
I know, but here's what's going to happen. This is what I worry is going to happen.
Right.
You're going to just dive headfirst into a relationship with Cher.
Fall in love.
You're
already there.
You're going to break up. And then the court will award you alimony, and suddenly you'll be paid alimony.
And Scott, it'll cover all 60 other ones and more.
Look. I appreciate the gesture, gentlemen, but don't forget, I have more money than you could possibly imagine.
Alimony really? Tony is the inventor of what?
No,
was it?
I didn't invent it.
That's
right,
your mother.
Yeah.
What was it?
She invented gaseous paper.
Gaseous paper. So it's paper that turns into gas once you write on it.
Yes.
And what used
it was for use of the space program. So they wouldn't have a bunch of paper floating around.
Right. It was like directions of how to fly a rocket, right? And then once they launched it.
I don't think I ever said that.
Yeah.
That seems.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a moment, Scott?
We don't need this anymore.
I would hope there's more training than that.
Once it's up in the air, it just can dissolve.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, you really tickled yourself.
I know the Cher likes guys who made all their money from their mother's inventions.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I know women, especially older women, and that's a turn on.
Ooh, there's a pop for every lid.
Yeah. I was hoping that Scott just heard that, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I did the hey whisper, hey, yeah. Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we're still standing in a tight circle.
I know, but I was hoping that he could relate it, maybe.
I couldn't help but hear it. I'm sorry.
I went too long.
I wasn't trying to eavesdrop. I promise.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Hey, Alimony Tony, Jake is really bugging me with this whole like.
God,
you're right here.
You said, "Hey Tony, I didn't listen." What'd you say?
Okay. This is a polite guy.
Yeah, I didn't hear
that.
A thing you said.
Turn
my man.
His ears up.
But I got a few things I want to pitch you about, Tony.
Okay. All right, Tony. I guess Jake and I will give you our blessing if that's important to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is.
That is what you asked.
I didn't want to ask.
I will say that's how this whole thing started.
Yes, of course.
All right, share. So
let me ask officially.
Yeah,
Scott, Tony.
You're Tony.
No, you're Tony. This is Jake.
No, I'm talking to Tony. Tony.
Hey,
Tony, get over here.
What are we talking about? You guys want some pizzas?
And Jake.
Yes.
It would mean the world to me if you would give me your blessing in asking Cher for her hand in marriage.
Well, let's see. Should we give him our blessing? I'll tell you what. Does this answer your question? We will.
We will.
Does it?
I've heard all I need. All right, thanks, guys. All right, here I go.
Share.
Gonna shoot my shot.
And baby, I got you.
The best.
I got you best.
What song is that?
Oh, it's just a little thing I thought up a couple of years ago.
A couple of years ago.
Interesting.
Cher, this is very sudden, but this is.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
I want to marry you.
What? Cher.
I've had multiple marriages and orgasms in the last couple minutes there.
Whoa.
I was just orgasming over and over in the corner.
Okay. We need to get clean up in the corner, apparently.
The corner's a mess.
Okay.
Ew.
What about his car? Is his car?
No, I don't think she was orgasming there.
I don't know.
Oh, no. The car's a mess,
so
too.
It has nothing to do with Tony. You're just orgasming like crazy.
Hey, what can I say? I'm an artist, okay?
Yuck, Cher.
I come and I go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to marry you.
Cher.
And then I want to divorce you.
I want to, oh.
And I want to pay you alimony.
Oh, no.
That's alimony. Right. I knew this would happen.
That's exactly what I want.
I knew this would happen.
Cher, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I cannot accept your offer for my hand in marriage if you're going to pay me alimony.
You're making a mistake.
What?
Who's making a mistake? Cher?
Tony. Tony. Yes. For sure.
You can't just say you're making a mistake and not be specific. Could have been me.
He's passing on fucking Cher. Are you a dope?
Cher money.
This is Cher. She's coming like crazy, you dope. You say yes to this.
Jake.
Oh, I'm coming again. Oh. The corner's a mess.
Jake, believe me.
You ran back to the corner and came really quickly and came back to the mic.
I understand exactly what I'm doing.
You do?
Yes, I do. And I've never felt my heart this heavy, Cher. I'm sorry, but I simply cannot compromise this one aspect of my character. I cannot accept alimony from anyone. I am the one who pays alimony.
Wow. Well, I respect that. I guess I'll just have to go with plan B then.
What's plan B?
Tony Sony. Hey!
Oh my God, Tony Sony.
Hey, yeah, you can be my guma, my mean guma.
No, I think she wants to marry you, not be a guma.
Okay. Mamma Mia Pizzeria, I'm in. Okay.
Is that a curse? You're mentioning a different pizzeria? It's like taking Lord's name in vain,
it's one of my expressions. Oh, Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Oh, I see. Okay. Just not a specific pizzeria.
Yeah. Sometimes he says, Mamma Mia Papa Pia.
Oh, okay. Baby go diarrhea, of course.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, that's the last part of that.
Baby go diarrhea?
Yes. You've never heard that?
I never have.
That's like saying Jingle Bells Batman Smells and not hearing Robin laid an egg.
What does that have to do with Christmas?
You're a song parodist.
This is news to me.
Baby, go diarrhea in your pizza pie.
Okay, all right. Tony, New York. Cher, are you sure you want to marry Tony, Sony?
Oh,
here?
I love him. Oh,
you love him?
Come with me to Jake's car.
Sure.
Okay, I come with you. What do you want me to do?
He's sounding more like Borat. Okay,
let me put my head in your calzone.
Okay. Oh God. Right. Hey, Jake, your car is going to be a mess here.
Hey, it's okay. I mean, I'm really excited.
Yeah, this
really
is good
great PR
for the movie. I mean,
it's great for the trilogy.
Yeah, but alimony, Tony. Oh, there goes Sharon.
There they go.
Tony, Sony, never to return.
Wow.
But how would you know they're never going to return?
Assuming. Why would they have any reason? Because
that seemed pointed.
But alimony, Tony, you're still here, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You know what, Scott? I'm still here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it is with love. You know, you go up, you go down, but eventually you're still here.
What a fuck up.
And,
yeah.
Oh, that's not.
Sorry. Oh, wait. I'm trying to be nice. I'm doing
not even in the tight circle anymore.
That's not clear. The real me snuck up. That is a fuck up, my guy. That is a big slip up.
Well, I understand why you see it that way.
But I respect it personally because, Tony, you've stayed consistent to who you are. And that's maybe the most important thing. You're going to die without Cher money in your pocket. But
I will die with my mother's money in my pocket.
That's right. Yeah. Who are you giving your money? You've never had children. Who are you going to give your money to? Me?
I'm going to give it to Jay Leno.
He hasn't touched that Tonight Show money.
He refused to touch
you
Tonight
must
Show
feel
money.
So sorry for
I'm
him.
Worried for him.
Yeah, I understand.
You just wanted to go in that fund.
Yeah.
That you like his portfolio growing.
What I hear him say he never touches his Tonight
you
Show
like
money,
that.
It fills me with anxiety.
With pity.
Yeah.
Yes. What's he gonna do?
Yeah, wow. Okay.
That's a wild move from Leno.
Well, look,
very strange that he does it and then he keeps talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, I feel he must have dipped in at least his toe into that.
Probably.
He does so much stand up, he might not need
he
to.
He may not need
like
to.
Like when the PS5 came out, I bet he dipped
yeah.
in.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Just to try to get one of those. Yeah. Yeah. On eBay.
Yeah.
Well, look, Tony, we have to take a break. Can you stick around?
Of course I can.
Okay. Well, you have.
I've cleared the day for you, Scott.
Oh, thank you so much. You don't need to do that much. Just maybe another half hour or so. But we have a writer coming up. And Jake, you can stick around, of
Please,
course.
Yeah.
We have a writer coming up. This is very exciting. We'll have more Alimony Tony. We'll have more Jake Johnson. We'll have more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. Jake Johnson, of course, Self-Reliance on Hulu currently. All people need to do is, I guess the steps would be buy a TV, find someone to hook it up for you, unless you know how to put RCA cables
with
together.
Geek Squad
would be a very important part of this. And then,
or you can do it on your phone. You could do it on your phone.
Really? You'd prefer people watch this on your phone?
Honest to God, I don't care how people watch stuff anymore.
But won't they miss the subtle nuances?
I think everyone will be fine. We're in a views game here, baby.
Watch it on the phone.
Do you think the Geek Squad is upset that they're called the Geek Squad?
Can you imagine just getting hired for that gig and being like, hey, we need an expert to help people set up their TVs. And then like suddenly they're like, hey, guess what? The Geek Squad is here.
I think
the Dork Patrol is on their way.
I think they were fine until Apple created Genius Bar.
Right, exactly.
Right, I think exactly. Before it was like, it's we're geeks, but they're geniuses?
The geniuses.
Those are fucking geeks too, man.
Geniuses.
I don't mind being the Geek Squad if they're also the Geek Squad.
Yes, but they're the Genius Bar and we're the Geek Squad.
I like when you make an appointment at the Genius Bar and no one knows that you're there and you don't know what's going on.
Same.
And people walk, they absolutely are not looking at you on purpose. They walk past
I had a genius fix my phone the other day and there was something going on with the charger and the genius pulled
the charger.
Out.
The Jar Jar Binks?
What's that?
The Jar Jar Binks?
Is a phone not working?
Yeah. Did I phone. Say, I said Jar Jar?
You said something was wrong with the Jar Jar.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha. And they pulled out a tool and just took a little bit of dirt out of here.
Ooh. A little bit of dirt.
And it fixed it. And I thought, just another genius doing genius moves.
Just genius shit all day.
Well done, my genius. Cleaning up a little dirt. Just like a genius would do.
We also have Alimony Tony is here.
Hi.
And you seem to have bounced back from the share business.
Yeah. You know, life goes on. And there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, the world is half women. Maybe even 51%.
I think it's 51%. Yeah,
and
pretty soon it'll be all women. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, isn't that strange?
They say by 2029,
just all men will be extinct.
Who says that? Where do you get those facts?
Where did I hear
it's
that?
It's like a Bill Gates thing.
It's
right?
Interesting.
It's like a Bill Gates thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that has something to do with the vaccines.
Oh, I got you. Guys, die off.
Trying to eliminate all
5G.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We have to get to our next guest.
We simply have to.
This is very exciting. She's been on the show many times before. And Jake, I would imagine maybe you're a fan of her work. But she is a writer. She is a world famous diarist. Please welcome back to the show, Bridget Jones.
Wow.
What's up? Yeah, it's fucking awesome to be here. It's mental.
Bridget,
so
good to see you again.
So good to see you. Looking like a chunky donkey candy bar.
Thank you so much.
You look like a chunky donkey candy bar.
I don't know whether that's a compliment or whether that's a slam.
Yeah, it's a compliment. It's a compliment.
In England, it is.
Yeah, you make my day better. It's a happy thing. It's a compliment.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's so great to have you here. Yeah. Bridget, what... catch us up for new listeners. You, we first got to know you. You were, you're of course the person that the movie Bridget Jones's Diary and its sequels is based upon.
Yeah. Yeah, so Bridget Jones's Diary, we all know it.
We've all seen it. Renee Zellweger.
She did a really good job now.
So good. Colin.
She didn't quite nail the accent. Like
there was never a documentary that kind of blew up with how charming the real Bridget
is. I'm waiting.
And then America falls in love with this one.
Nobody's heard a word. Yeah. Nobody's contacted me.
They took your diaries, they spun it into Hollywood bullshit.
Yeah, Hollywood garbage. They took the real story. Oh. They made absolute shit.
Did you not give approval? Did they steal it?
I gave them approval. I got money.
Understood.
You didn't read the fine print.
You got Manilow money?
Manilow money?
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Not so much anymore.
Not compared to Diamond and the other guys.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Compared to some Joe off the street. But you talk about the players, Manilow's not making nothing.
That's cool.
But you didn't read the fine print. You didn't even read the regular size print.
I didn't read none of the prints. Find out later, the movie became a big hit. We saw Wiggles Relay. And Colin Fart and that freaking Oompa Loompa that's all angry.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, Hug Grunk, whatever his name is.
The world famous lover of blowjobs.
He loves
He's on record as really enjoying blowjobs.
Went to jail for it.
Yeah, he's like,
that's how much you love
I love blowjobs so much, I'm going to go to jail for a while.
Brave man, but
speaking of Jay Leno.
Brave man. Oh, that's right, because he was on Jay Leno.
What the hell were you thinking?
And everyone laughed, and then he was the king of late
night. I thought you meant that Jay Leno loves blowjobs.
Oh, maybe he does, through those
denim jeans.
Look, it's not such
denim shirt.
By the way, it's not such a weird thing to say Hugh Grant loves blowjobs. We all love blowjobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
Jake? You're iffy on him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like anything touching my genitals.
Okay.
Anything.
This is a problem with your relationships.
I think that's an area that shouldn't be touched.
Yeah, it's
not
unhygienic.
Even with a bunch of teeth?
What's that?
Not even with a bunch of teeth.
A bunch.
I will say, the fact that it smears a bunch of teeth, you and me are alike, it seems like too much.
Not even rows and rows of teeth?
I'll tell you what, there are softer areas with no teeth.
Seems difficult to get rid of the teeth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, well, that's why Hugh Grant went to jail. He found somebody who could take their teeth out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's part of the story that doesn't get brought up, but that person didn't have all the teeth.
Ms. Divine.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
The real story. We should be talking about the real one.
But so we've heard some of the entries into your diaries over the years and how vastly different they are than the actual movies that, of course, we're still big fans of the movies, but they take place in some sort of like alternate Bridget Jones verse.
Yeah, it's all glossed up.
Yeah,
so fancy.
Exactly.
It's like, we haven't had tea at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
But that's not the diaries?
I think so, yeah. So you've been writing these new diary entries in a bid to get a reboot going?
Well, yeah, like I'm just sharing me real diary so people know what's up with me, right? Because like I want to share the real Bridget story and hopefully, maybe someone makes a docu-series on Hulu.
Cool.
Yeah. Maybe someone puts some shit together for Netflix. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, Jake's here talking about how he likes to self-fund his projects. Maybe he would.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got some entries based on me month of January.
Okay, yeah, we're about halfway through January now, so you've written some things.
I'll just share you some entries from
your
diary.
I would love to hear some. Yeah, we always love your entries.
Look at your hot pocket.
Is that good?
You do look like a hot pocket.
Do I really? In what respect?
Well, you're rectangular, you're lumpy.
You look fully stuffed.
Okay, look, I mean,
popping hot.
Look, the diet starts after the holidays, okay?
That's right.
Good stuffed, you know what I mean? Like happy stuffed.
Happy stuffed.
Like a present.
Sure, we love presents.
You're a gift.
What's wrong with looking like a present? Like a big, fat, lumpy present.
A happy present.
Do you think that old present looking like a snack? People say, you look like a present. Yeah. You look like a gift.
That's nice, yeah.
It is nice.
Well, yeah, so anyways, you know, January's a month of New Year's resolutions, changing and all that.
Sure.
So let me read you some of this, okay? Are you ready?
I think we've done enough preamble. I feel like we could launch into this with no further delay. And the pacing of this show would be incredible if we were to just suddenly launch into
these.
So you're going to read from your diary.
And this is different than the movie.
Different than the movie.
So I know. And it could be a docuseries.
On Hulu.
Wait a second. Here's Cher.
Oh, Cher's back.
Shit. No, wait, Cher, get out of here. Get out of here.
I thought I said never to return.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here.
Okay. I just had to come. Yeah, what's up with her? She's a freaking freak.
Wow. That was sorry about that, Bridget.
That was awesome. I'm glad that happened. Here we go. Dear Diary, it's me, Bridget Jones. This morning was a typical English morning. Woke up to the sounds of ducks fucking. Pop to the gym for me New Year's resolution. Get me bobs and bits proper slamming. Just like Posh Spice when she was poor in her dad's Rolls Royce. When all of a sudden, the gym chap be telling me I need to get out. Something about me pissing on the elliptical and rubbing it around with a rag. Then it at me. Clearly this man was in love with me and wanted to gump me goopy gherkin. But then again, who wouldn't love Bridge?
Wow.
What do you think? You blown away?
sounds like you had an eventful beginning of January.
I've been going to the gym getting mad fit.
Yeah, no, you look great.
Thank you.
I guess I meant the being kicked out for peeing on the elliptical part of it. I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Pissing on the elliptical?
No, and being kicked out for it. You, both sides of that equation.
Oh, both. Side. You haven't had both.
You haven't had both at the same time.
Neither. Oh, I see. Yeah.
No, that's too bad. I've been going to the gym getting mad fit. Maybe you can hit it up. It's on the elliptical.
Which gym do you go to? Do you go to the one by Ed DeBevics?
I do go to the one by Ed DeBevics, yeah.
I have a friend who works there, yeah. I bet she's the one who kicked you out. She wipes off the machines.
The machines, yeah. She got in my way.
Yeah. She got in your way?
Yeah, she was like, get out of here. You need to leave.
Oh, yeah. What was her name again?
Her name's Lily Sullivan.
Oh, right.
Beaky from the gym.
Beaky. Oh, yes, Beaky. That's great. Do you have any more entries?
I do. Yeah, you want to hear more? I don't hear the round of applause.
I guess we could applaud.
Okay. Dear Diary, it's me, Bridget Jones. This morning was a typical English morning. Woke up to the sounds of Oliver Twist choking. Popped to the local pub and ordered myself something healthy because me New Year's resolution is to eat like a dying bird. Doggy driblets smothered in cookie conk with a side of soggy snotty sauce. When all of a sudden, the bar wench be telling me I need to get out. Something about me pissing on the pool table and rubbing it around with a rag. Then it at me. Clearly, this wench was in love with me and wanted to slug me sloppies while she Manchesters me football. But then again, who wouldn't love bench?
Can I ask, Bridget, do you ever record any diary entries at night?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm feeling really spooky. Get the crystals out and start writing.
What? Because it seems like you talk about the beginning of your day.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it seems like
Morning pages. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We've never heard an entry that takes place after lunch.
That can't be. No.
Although I guess we're at the bar.
Bridget.
You did order the Snoopy Snoggy sauce on the side.
Well, that's like kind of a lunchtime
thing.
Yeah.
Snotty soggy sauce.
That was on the side. You don't like that on the actual.
Not on top. No, I'm not a cowboy.
Okay. Well, do you have another? I mean, so much has been going on in January. I would assume you have another entry.
Yeah, I have one that takes place in the afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. No. Hold on to your hampers.
Hampers. That's an English expression.
Yeah, hold on to your hampers. Dear Diarrhea, it's me, Bridget Jones. This morning was a typical, This afternoon was a typical English afternoon. Woke up to the sounds of Jamie Oliver making chicken nuggets. Got myself a new job.
You're waking up in the afternoon?
Yeah. Well, I was going to
I slept in.
Oh, okay, sure. We all do it.
Had a late night.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Why did you write about that?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You can infer I had a late night. Yeah, I'm waking up mad.
Right,
late.
That sounds like that would be an interesting entry.
It sounds intriguing. Yes. Like, why did you have a late night?
That's not important. don't know. I went out with some friends.
What happened?
I got drunk and I was dancing on tables.
This is exactly the kind of stuff that's in the movies, Bridget Jones' Diary.
No, it's not. Have you seen it?
Sure, it's all about her life and her mistakes she makes in her life.
Embarrassing herself. I don't embarrass myself. I'm mad cool. Everyone's obsessed with me.
Really? You never fell off? You didn't fall off one of the tables at the bar?
No, I was fucking on the table, Coyote Ugly style.
Coyote Ugly style?
Yeah. Dancing in
good,
cowboy.
Yeah, sexy dancing is Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Have you ever been to a bar?
I mean, maybe not a Coyote.
Somebody
ugly,
asks for water, you spray water in their face.
Yeah. In a cool way.
In a like cool way. Like everyone loves it, even the person getting squirted.
They love it the most.
They love it. I saw that whole movie. So
multiple times.
I liked
it was part of a double feature.
I liked when she wrote the song on the rooftop.
So romantic.
She was closer to the moonlight. Would you care about fight?
Oh, yeah. What was it? Could you sing it?
Can't fight the moonlight. That's all I remember.
You can't fight it. Gonna get to you.
Do you want to continue with this
Yeah, you
afternoon?
Love it.
Yeah.
You love it.
Special afternoon
edition. You're obsessed with it. You can't wait to hear more. Got myself a new job in an office because of me New Year's resolution to be a boss bitch, just like Margaret Thatcher was before she died for being a snoozy sallywaggy and a stupid asshole. Wow. When all of a sudden me boss be promoting me. What? Something about me doing an excellent job with the files and the schedule. So I thanked the chap by making him a coffee and pissing on the computers and rubbing it around with a rag. Then it hit me.
That doesn't feel like the movie at all to me.
Yeah.
Clearly me boss was in love with me and wanted to wiggle me Weasley twins and prune inside me poor Hollywood.
Ugh.
Then again, who wouldn't love veg?
I mean, I think that your boss might be in love with you. The fact that he's allowing you to come to work in the afternoon then giving you a promotion immediately.
You've just woken up. In the afternoon, go to work.
I wonder what the producer saw in the first round of Diaries.
I don't know because they're so different.
And you got Renee Zellweger at that era to say yes?
Yeah. Well,
that must have been this is some disgusting stuff. You know, I think I'm a big fan. But what?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Everyone's obsessed with it. Everybody's
obsessed with the, what was the last word too? The
Puma Hollywood.
Yeah. We're all obsessed with everything about
it. But it sounds to me, Jake, like you're not interested in putting up the money for this.
I didn't say that. I mean, I have to talk to my lawyer.
Really? Who's your lawyer, by the way?
He's here.
Is it Johnny Cochran?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, honestly, though, you can't
not
say.
Not the famous one. Hello, Jake. Good to see you.
Oh, John. So, John.
Yeah, it's me, Johnny Cochran.
Hey, Johnny.
It is a different one. That's why I felt embarrassed by saying yes.
Yeah.
But
H in mind. J-O-N-N-Y.
Yeah, so Johnny, there's an idea for a project that I am excited about. But
great.
You know business better than me.
I do. That's my job. Entertainment lawyer to the stars.
Yes. This is Bridget Jones from Bridget Jones' Diary.
Charmed.
So you're real.
I am real.
This is exciting.
It's like meeting Peter Pan or something.
Yeah, I'm forever young.
I don't mean in terms of your age. I mean, the fact that you're a fictional character.
Yeah, because you definitely aged.
Like, I mean,
I hang out with little kids.
Johnny, where are we at here, babe? Get me out of this one. I'm in a danger zone because I pre-committed.
Obviously it's up to you,
right,
but if I were you, I wouldn't do it.
All right. Unfortunately, I love the idea, but my lawyer's saying it's just a bad time for me right
now. What? That's so sad.
But I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, if I had
so
any
good.
If I had any criticism, it's that every single time you come on the show, every single one of your entries is exactly the same with just a few slight word modifications.
That is not true at all. It's really a lot of variety.
Really?
Yeah, if you listen.
I have been listening.
Have you been listening?
You've been on the show, I think, at this point, 10 times or something like that.
It's like 3 times.
Including you came out to our tour stop out there.
When you met me and you were obsessed.
Johnny, what do you say? She's selling it. Imagine her on Leno's couch right now.
Yeah,
people are coming.
Yeah, this is regular Venom. Couch. He doesn't have a show anymore, but just he bought a couch. No, he dipped into his money.
Okay, I meant Leno's couch.
You didn't hear this from me.
Yeah.
Leno's going to steal back the Tonight Show again.
Again?
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Who's got it now?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it's ripe for the taking right now.
Also, you know, I'd be happy doing Last Man Standing, taking it over with Jay. because you know he does the parts on Last Man Standing. With
do you mean the Tim Allen show, yeah. Last Man Standing?
Have you not heard this?
No, what?
He doesn't get paid. He goes on. He loves it.
Who does what?
Jay Leno.
Leno does Tim Allen's show and for some reason doesn't get paid.
Doesn't want to get paid. Why? Just does guest spots. Loves being on it.
He's so weird with money.
Yeah, isn't he? Yeah. So I think it's just me and him. It's Last Man Standing. Oh, yeah. No Tim Allen anymore, obviously.
Okay, but you splitting Tim Allen's part?
Oh, wait, yeah. You're going to... Hold on. So how's it work? So you're going to be replacing Tim Allen.
Yeah, both of us.
Right. You and who?
Me and Jay Leno.
But Jay doesn't, you and Jay Leno. But Jay doesn't get paid.
But no. Then Jay
Jada
Leno...
doesn't get paid? Jada doesn't get part paid. Of this?
Yeah, no, of course.
We haven't talked about this last.
All that stuff she does is for free.
The book tour.
Talking about her marriage.
Yes.
She would pay to do all that. She would. That's part of her kink.
Exactly.
She is paying to do it.
Yeah. Horny.
Well, look, I, Bridget, I'm sorry we couldn't make a deal here.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate and all that, but... I'd love to keep in contact. Keep definitely. Emailing you.
Sure, yeah. You can contact Jake at... What was your email address?
I'll go through you, like always.
I guess I'm the go-between.
Or Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, go to... it's www.
We know all that part.
Cochran, parentheses, not that one, end parentheses, .com/ you got Johnny. Parentheses, no H, end parentheses.
I'm on it right now. There's also a /. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit as well. Why that's did you not, put that in there?
That's not supposed to show up. But yes, it's still that.
What does that have
there.
To do with your business?
It doesn't have to.
I don't know. By the way,
it was a cheaper domain that way.
Yeah, really? So if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.coms are cheaper right now. That's
it. Was just the one. The guy that did my website is an asshole, and he thought he was being funny, but he gave me a great deal.
Okay, wow, yeah. Somehow.
And then I found out about Squarespace. Stupid. Man.
Well,
this episode brought to you by.
Of course, it is. Sorry, Bridge, but come back on the show again, and you can try again. And
yeah, you can listen to more entries. You're obsessed.
I don't know that I'm obsessed, but
I mean, you do keep inviting her on the show. It sounds like you're obsessed.
I knew it.
I and everybody else besides maybe Scott. I know Johnny is.
I'm obsessed. I'm a little obsessed.
I'm a little obsessed.
Hey,
Tony. Well,
Tony. Sony's back. Tony,
I just want to say I'm obsessed too. I freaking love it.
Wow, Tony.
Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Great to hear from you again. I'm so sorry you have to leave immediately.
I'm upset.
Maribel, you're finally talking.
She's obsessed too.
Tony, why don't you hop on Maribel? She's a single
woman.
Hop
on her.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Scott, I mean, metaphorically.
Let's be gentlemen.
Yeah, stinky snappies.
Wait a second. Hey, Scott, can I talk to just you?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, Jake. What's going on?
I mean, what about Tony and Bridget?
Oh, that's right. That's a combination we have to try.
We went to the PR lady.
I guess I just wanted to hear Tony talk to Maribel for a long stretch.
I'm not good enough for Tony. I can't blame him for being insulted.
But Bridget, you're single, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
For sure. Guaranteed.
Have you ever thought about dating an older gentleman? I mean, not much older because you are.
I'm 55.
Yeah.
I could be interested. Like, what were you like? Like, what are you into?
Well, I like to do song parodies. Well, I'm not very good at it. I like to wear tennis clothing, but I don't play tennis. I do love to love.
Do you wear the tennis clothing because it's just the breeze?
Yeah, just like the look.
Yeah, the look.
The classic look.
Yeah, it's really, it makes you seem classy in a way.
Thank you very much. Like the headband.
I'm not in. I don't like classy. Yeah. I'm not into it.
I'm too classy for you?
It's too classy for me. No.
And for this reason, you're out?
I'm freaking out. I'm pulling the plug.
Write a diary entry, honey. Get us back.
Let's see. It's me, Bridget Jones. It was a typical Hollywood evening.
Johnny, Johnny!
This is huge.
Finally, we're at the evening.
You really want, this is what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woke up to the sounds of people getting Ozempic shot in their assholes.
I sent you something via DocuSign.
Check your email.
Went to record an episode of Comedy Gangbang.
Close.
With Sauce Hotterman.
Okay. Well, that's you.
Thank you.
Finally, a compliment.
Sauce Hotterman.
Because my New Year's resolution is to donate to hags who are sad.
Okay.
Donate to hags who are sad.
I think she means her time being on this show, and I'm the hag who's sad. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
oh,
it.
You nailed it.
You got
okay,
it.
Sure. Yep.
How did you nail that?
I don't think that was complicated.
I know Cockney slang.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Clearly, he was in love with me.
Okay, yeah. Skipping to the end. I appreciate that. Look, Bridge, always a pleasure to have you, but we are running out of time.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Does that surprise you at all?
No.
No, yeah. I didn't think
but
it would.
But I think Alimony Tony needs to give it the Maribel.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask her. Let me ask her. Maribel, are you single?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am recently single.
So am I.
It ended very badly, but for good reasons.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
What can I interject? What good reasons are there to end something badly?
Well, sometimes it's so bad that when it ends, it's actually a good thing.
I see.
Can you wrap your mind around that?
My poor little brain. Yeah, I suppose so, Maribel.
Do you think you can figure that out?
Jake, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, I'm sorry. She's
you
not
a fire. You gotta fire
Maribel. I know. I don't know what
she is such a pill.
She's my mother.
She's your mother. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that about your mother.
You're not wrong. I don't know what to do. She's killing my career. We're talking yeah. about Spider-Man. It came out 6 months ago. I don't know what to do. What do I do here? She's my fucking mom. She's living with me right now.
I want to take you on as a client.
Really?
Yes.
So
I want to expand my business here. Comedy Bang Bang doesn't need to just be a podcast or
a
TV
PR
show.
Firm.
It's a PR firm now.
So I'm not against it, Scott, but you would have to fire my mom because I don't have the guts. I don't have it. She's my mom. I adore the woman. She's tough as nails.
All right. I can do it.
Okay. Whoever wins, I'm their client.
Okay.
So
Maribel,
yes, I
Maribel,
do have one son.
Maribel, shut
He's
the fuck
kind of a
Maribel,
disappointment.
Shut the fuck up huh? for a second.
I beg your pardon?
Come here.
Scott. That's very rude to talk to anyone that way.
Take my hand.
What? Okay. Now what?
You're fucking fired.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Fucking fired.
Are you fucking kidding
me? You are not working for my client, Jake, any longer.
Your client?
That's right. He's my client.
Well,
you're out of here, baby. Hit the fucking bricks. And by the way, he doesn't want to see you this year for Thanksgiving. He doesn't want to see you for Christmas. He wants you out of his life.
Not accurate.
That's
I just don't want her to represent
bad.
Me.
I'm sorry, Jake, but if you're my client... There's no way you're spending any time with her anymore.
Jake and Bake, is this true?
Well, no,
Thanks.
I want...
Jakey, baby.
Yeah.
You're my star client.
I know, and I want to be the star client.
Yeah, I'm going to devote 100% of my resources
and
to you.
And you are torn with Cindy and Brad. You gave a lot of time to Brad, and we both know it, Mom.
Brad was having a moment, and I decided to capitalize on it.
And by the
and
way,
I would do the same for you if you ever had a moment.
By the way, Maribel, I'm also stealing Kevin Spacey. It's just you and Kevin.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
Fuck you, Mom.
I can't believe that worked.
Maribel, right. You'd make me the happiest man in the world.
You need money, Maribel. I'd suggest getting in on this.
If you would agree to be my wife.
Tony, of course I'll marry you.
Oh, my God. This
wow.
is wonderful. Starting the new year off right with a new marriage.
Hey. Jake, you have a new father-in-law. Stepfather.
Dad.
Stepfather.
I'll
yeah.
call him Dad.
I'll also be your father-in-law if you like.
Wow. Well, this is a happy. This is a great happy ending to start the year off. This
is
incredible.
Awesome.
Wow.
This hey, this makes me so
get
mad.
Out of here.
Get, please, you have to leave. You have to go.
As Scott says, don't come.
You
back.
Have to go. I would rather spend time with Kevin Spacey. You have to go.
Wait, right. Cher, would you sing yes. at our wedding?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can we pick the song?
Absolutely. What's it going to be?
I've always wanted to hear you sing Walking in Memphis live.
Live?
Live.
Why not a recorded version?
Well, I know that's out there. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it live.
Oh, I see. Oh. She does it for
at the wedding.
Walking in Memphis.
Oh my God. What a dream come true.
This isn't the wedding, we should specify. This is just.
No, it's her, not. Her audition. You know what? There's not going to be a wedding now.
What?
Yeah.
Mom.
That sucked.
Just because Cher can't sing.
Oh my God. I'm coming. I'm coming.
This is your kink, Cher?
Hey, who's making my wife?
Okay, all right, no. If Tony Sony comes, I do have to wrap it up. By the way, I keep saying all right, you'll know that I'm trying to get to our last final feature on the show. That is, of course.
How long has it been? How long have we been on here?
Tony, shut up. That is, of course, a little something called plugs. Thank you so much. That was a Plugs Odyssey by Afroduck Sounds. Afroduck Sounds. Thank you so much to Afroduck Sounds. If you have a Plugs theme, head over to comedybangbangworld.com/plugs and submit it. And you can also get in on these remixes for the closing.
You've got to get on the remixes.
Got to get in on
these. Got to get in on that.
Guys, what are we plugging? Jake, obviously you have three projects going on, two of which are active.
Yep. Self-Reliance coming off now. Yeah, this is in January. Now, yeah. We're Here to Help, where you hear podcasts. The New Girl on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Stumptown, which was on ABC, got canceled. Mm-hmm. Let's Be Cops, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse, and some other ones.
Yeah, that, your full body of work. And, yeah, and whatever
it's somewhere theater, streaming.
Whatever theater you did you know, beforehand in order to get you interested in acting, probably.
Yeah, a lot of theater.
Why not? Yeah, yeah.
You and on my computer, a whole folder called Jake's Writing.
So check it out. If you can get a hold of his computer.
It's a lot of scripts, a lot of pilots. There was I mean, that 70s show spec on there.
Yeah, we got a hold of Hunter Biden's computer. Why not yours?
Get mine.
Yeah. Alimony Tony, what do you want to plug?
Well, listen, I want to plug on behalf of somebody named Paul F. Tompkins. He's
great guy.
He's doing a bunch of shows.
He's doing a bunch of shows?
He's doing a bunch of shows at the Sketch Fest, San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Oh, wonderful a festival. That's coming up at the end of the month.
Wonderful festival. Go to paulftompkins.com/live for ticket information. He's going to be doing Varietopia. He's going to be doing Comedian Feud. He's going to be doing Spontorco. He's going to be doing The Neighborhood Listen Live. This is going to be a fun time. You got to check it out.
Got to check it out. Where can people get information about that? Sketchfest.com.
PaulFTompkins.com/live, like I said.
Oh, okay. Great. Like I don't listen to beginnings of sentences.
Really?
Yeah. The end is where all the meat is.
I know
what
but
I mean?
The beginning is of a sentence is like a fun setup.
I know, but it's like, you know, all the important stuff is always at the end.
But sometimes you might not understand things if you don't hear the beginning.
Don't care.
All right. To each their own.
Bridge, what are you...
That's why you don't get my freaking entries. Don't listen to half the shit. Don't listen to the first half of the sentence.
They're all the same.
Fucking dick. looking like a piece of shit.
Looking like a piece of shit.
Oh, no, you've been downgraded.
I think that's a compliment in English, actually. what do you want to plug here?
But
what do you
actually,
have?
I'm having me buddy, Tony Sony, plug it instead.
Oh, great. Tony Sony's back.
I want to plug for my guma. I want to plug Lily Sullivan.
Wait, Lily Sullivan is your guma?
She's my guma. She's got a couple podcasts on CBB World. This book changed my life. She's on Hey Randy, and she has a solo show at the Elysian Theater on February 7th.
Okay, one full calendar week before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, keeping it romantic, like me and my guma.
Okay.
Isn't it a full regular week as well?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I believe so. It's not a baker's week. 8 days. I want to plug, look, this is good advice. Go over to CBB World and check out those shows.
Great
we also
advice.
Have The Neighborhood Listen is currently on CBB World. Mm. And we have Scott Hasn't Seen, where we watch movies. Mm. I believe Jack Quaid was just on last week. We watched Godzilla. Also, we're doing a live show. I'm not sure if tickets are sold out yet, but Comedy Bang Bang Live is at part of the Netflix is a Joke Fest. That is May 8th. At the Belasco here in Los Angeles, and because it's an LA show, we'll have plenty of great guest stars. So if there are still tickets available, then come see that show, and it will be, hopefully we'll have something else to plug regarding live shows pretty soon. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
We've entered the room and there's nobody left. The party's all but done. We look to the door and we go to the left. The party's almost done. So then we open up the door, but that's not the plug bag. Because you notice what we're gonna never gonna see.
Very nice. That was Closing the Plug Bag Spillover by Jacob Crosby, the first of our remixes. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, Jake. It's so great to have you on the show finally. Joining the exclusive One Timers Club, along with Gary Goldman and Donald Glover, who only did the show once way back in the first year, never returned. Ben Stiller.
Oh,
this is an exclusive club.
Take it.
We've decided that the more successful you are, you've only done it the fewest amount of times. So if you're ever back, you can tell your career set you a downturn.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. Look forward to seeing the second part of that exciting Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, me too.
Out this year, possibly. And Alimony Tony, great to have you on the show.
Great to see you.
Sorry,
Scott,
we couldn't
always
hook up any kind of a love connection.
That's okay. You'd all bounce back.
You will. I truly believe the next time I see you, you'll have been married and divorced maybe, eight more times. I would think.
God willing.
Yeah. And hey, Bridge, what can I say?
What can I say? It's been a day. And also,
it truly is. But I don't want to talk to you. I really want to talk to my good friend Tony Sony.
Hey, we have a good time.
Tony, I've been razzing you a bit, but I love you.
Do
you?
You want to have me back?
Of course I want to have
you
back.
You want me to eat the pizza pie on the podcast?
We barely scratched the surface of what you're all about.
I got so much to offer.
You do.
My goma.
Sure.
And that's about it.
But I would love to have you back. Please come back next week. Promise me that.
Next week. Yeah, I can't wait to be on again. Yeah.
Every week thereafter.
No.
Okay. Deal. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.